All right, thank you, Miller Man. This story, I'm just warning you, has some intense content. It's about the arrest of 29-year-old Andrew Mendoza here in Texas. Wharton County. You might know where Wharton County is?
Mm-hmm. I think I do.
Yeah, Bob.
Is it down
southeast?
Outside of Austin or something?
Oh.
Southeast?
I was thinking out east, but maybe, yeah, southeast.
You ever heard of Danavang, Texas? Danavang?
No.
Yeah, Bob.
I haven't either. Anyway, so Andrew Mendoza was arrested for messing with a horse.
Uh-oh.
Now, I have his sworn statement here. He waived his rights against self-incrimination and gave a statement to police. And I have his statement here. And there are a few words I'm going to have to change because usually you would think in a statement to police you wouldn't cuss in it.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He did.
My name is Andrew Mendoza.
I'm just assigning him a voice, okay?
I like it.
My name is Andrew Mendoza. I'm 29 years of age. I can read and write the English language. I do know the difference between the truth and a lie. A couple of months ago, I was at my house waiting for my girlfriend to call. And I told myself that if she didn't call me, I was going to go next door and mess with the neighbor's horse.
Okay, let's stop right
here. Wait a minute. What kind of threat?
Just a moment.
Is that?
I don't understand that. Why is that the... Is he getting back at his girlfriend? Or is he just saying that for his own needs... He was going to do this?
Getting back at the horse in some way?
Why not, if he's feeling that way, then aren't there options for a man that don't include
a horse?
And how is that going to make the girlfriend jealous? Another woman, but not a horse.
Oh.
Mm. Around 11 p.m., my girlfriend had not called, so I went next door to the neighbor's pen, and when I walked up to the fence, the neighbor's brown horse came up to me.
Why do you have to add that it was a brown horse?
Then I got into the pen with the horse, and I dumped out the water bucket and turned it upside down and put it behind the horse. And then I moved the horse's tail, and I put my Richard, which was already difficult.
Well, he's going into in-depth detail for the cops, isn't he?
Yes. Of course, he didn't use the words Richard or difficult. He used other words for those.
Mm-hmm.
He says he then... His Richard was difficult, and he then introduced it.
To a willing or unwilling horse.
Well, he gets to that.
Do we have to?
He introduced it and started... I definitely can't say this word. This is the mother of all cuss words. I'll just say appreciating the horse.
And then I started appreciating the horse.
Okay.
The horse did not try to move or nothing. It just stood there while I was appreciating it. I guess the horse was liking it.
This is his written statement.
Or the horse was not feeling a damn thing.
This went on for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Get ready.
What do you mean, get ready?
I was trying to make the horse have a baby.
Why are you wasting
time? Why is George cross-eyed
like
over there?
Why do you waste your time with stuff like this on and off the air?
What do you mean?
You're consumed by these stories, and it really worries me what it does to your brain.
No.
Does he know that that can't happen?
He said he could read and write.
Do it for Barbaro.
What is it, a centaur that is half man, half... Horse or bull? Maybe it's half bull.
No, it's horse. A centaur is half horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that what he was trying to make?
Well, I guess so, because his next sentence is,
I was thinking it would have a horseman baby.
A horseman baby. A horseman baby. Then he continues,
I ain't going to lie.
All right, so see, he's not going to lie.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie. Woo! I exhaled a cashew in the horse.
Different term for exhale.
Gotcha. Gosh, he's being graphic with the cops.
Cashew. Yeah.
I then got off the bucket and put my clothes back on and left. I promised that I have not been back over to the horse since that time. This was the only time I appreciated the neighbor's horse.
Except another word for appreciated wasn't what he used.
Well, that certainly showed his girlfriend, didn't it?
I can't believe that he would talk so casually to the cops in his statement.
Almost proudly.
Be a little vague.
Try to deny it, at least. Don't all these guys always try to deny it?
Yes.
Like, oh no, I was just feeding the horse, or...
This happened in Texas, and the story's gone nationwide. This is what the nation thinks of our fine state.
By the way, Wharton is to the southwest of Houston.
There you go. Okay.
Very close to El Campo, home of the Rice Birds.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
we can't even fix a horse's bones.
That was Groob's prank call about
Barbaro.
Barbaro.
Good Lord. All right, so let's move on from that story, if indeed there isn't. We didn't get George's commentary on it.
There's nothing to say. It's disgusting. You shouldn't worry about it. You shouldn't consume. And the thing is, we've spent 10 minutes of airtime on it. You probably spent
raising awareness.
I think you're targeting the wrong guy here.
Yeah,
Andrew Mendoza is the guy that we should be talking about. He's the problem here.
Right, he doesn't need any sort of... He doesn't need more publicity. And you seem to just thrive on these stories. And it really... I'm serious, it does concern me.
About Andrew Mendoza?
No, he's too far gone. I don't know if we can ever...
He's only 29.
We have him.
I have a question.
It's yes. over for him.
It's over for him.
Pretty much.
Does he really believe that he was trying to make a baby with a horse?
No,
or is that his jock. Is that his cover story?
How is that a good cover story?
Well, I don't. That's why I'm asking. If the guy is not that bright, I would say.
He can read and write. And he gave a very articulate statement to cops.
But he was so straightforward about everything, down to the detail. Did he think that lying about making a horse baby would make it better? Or did he really believe that?
George?
No, he...
George Dunham.
He knows in the world we live in today that you can say the most outrageous thing you can say, the better. And he got caught doing this, so he said, you know what, I'll say this, maybe...
And I'll get internet
maybe I get a
famous.
I'll get internet famous. Heck, maybe I'll get a reality show out of it. Who knows?
Why didn't he come up with a better alibi? An excuse, even. Say, hey, I thought it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Man.
God, you're so cruel to her.
No.
I don't think he was trying to get publicity. I think when you're being interviewed by the Wharton County Sheriff about molesting a horse... I think the last thing you're thinking is, man, I can take this to Entertainment Tonight and maybe get the movie rights and a book deal. I think he was just giving his side of the story.
Yeah, I don't think... You can tell by the fact that the guy did this that he's not a real think-ahead kind of guy.
Right.
I doubt there was a lot of intentionality here.
Could be.
Where we live today, sports.
So if you run into his Andrew Mendoza's former lover, you might want to ask, why the long face?
So old. The horses are laughing at it.
Are we beating a dead horse by still talking about this?
Yes.
Well, I guess Andrew Mendoza's feeling his oats today.
Horse wheeze laugh.
I don't want to make a lot of hay about this. We should probably just...
Yeah.
Maybe he just wanted a lover that was finally stable. And he just wanted to make...
Boy, he's amazing. When he gets the bit between his teeth, there's no stopping him on a story like this.
You gotta keep horsing around, you gotta do another story.
See? Look at him. Don't saddle me with that description.
Oh. This your main story?
Oh!
It was an entertaining tale.
Oh!
Oh, stop it!
Hey, I don't want to...
Was it Mayor Winningham?
Oh. Mayor Winningham.
Fernando Mania.
No.
He may not approve of his choice of lovers, but this Mendoza guy's a stud. I really believe he is.
Okay.
All right. We finally done there?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Whoa, we ran out of time.
Yeah,
for
we're out
else.
Of time.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
You're done. All right, that's the corner. It's 9:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2013 and the Cowboy Controversy.